Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. I am calling about an offer I received in the mail.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you this. Where are you located?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Where are you located?
I'm in Southern California.
Okay. Am I on a speakerphone? It sounds like it's...
Yeah, I'm having some issues with my phone here. Can you give me just maybe 5 to 10 seconds to try to figure this out?
Sure.
Thank you. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I hear you better now.
Perfect. So are you looking for working capital? Or are you looking for equipment?
I'm working capital.
Okay. And what do you do?
I'm the owner of a flower shop.
Okay. And how much were you looking for?
Well, can I ask a few questions before we go over that?
Sure, absolutely.
I'm looking to improve my cash flow.
Okay.
I have a very tenuous cash flow at the moment, and I'm looking to consolidate some debt so that I can, improve my cash flow. I mean, adding debt is not something I'm interested in doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Adding debt and then retiring debt is what I'm looking for. Do you think that is something that is possible?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. In terms of the amount, I'm looking probably, maybe 30, 35, 40, something like that.
Okay.
So that I can pay off a couple of credit cards and then pay off a merchant cash advance that I have.
Who is that cash advance with?
Ken Capital.
Okay. And what is the balance?
It's right at $10,000.
Okay.
I can get you a better number if you'll give me a second.
No, that's fine. I didn't mean to cut you. The reason I was asking is because typically when we're paying off other MCAs or working capital loans, one of our rules is that you need to take, as much in new money as we're paying off, just because, we don't really like to just pay off other debt. So, as long as it's, under 20K and you're borrowing 40, we're fine. I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page and,
Right.
Good question for me. So.
Probably my last statement date was through 7/14, and it was 12/5, and so that's another month. So it's right there at 10, maybe 10/5.
Okay.
So that's, and as I said before, this is my intent is to pay off the debt and to consolidate it into something so that the payment that I make is less than the payments I'm making currently.
Sure.
Okay.
And what are your current payments?
The Can Capital payment is right at, it's $80.11 a day, which amounts to about right at $17.50 a month.
Okay. And then the credit card payment is, I'm guessing, is somewhat adjustable, but you really just want to get that paid off?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the balance out on the credit card?
One of them is 10, and the second one is around 6.
Okay. And just a heads up, just based off what we were already discussing as far as, your current debts and payoffs, Now, the credit cards, I don't have to put into the equation because it's not an existing loan that's coming out of your credit cards or your checking account. So, you know, that's more just part of the additional working capital of 30 grand that, you know, you can do whatever you want with. So, you know, that's up to you to pay off those credit cards or not pay them off. You know, you can do with it as you wish. The reason I was asking for those balances is just so that I can have a comparison to make sure that I'm saving you money.
Right. Well, let me also say that those credit cards are in my name, which is reflected on my personal credit. So when you pull my personal credit, you know, even though those are shop credit cards, they're on my personal. So that pulls my score down or, you know, whatever.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry about that. Well, and again, I mean, the credit card isn't as big of a concern. I mean, I'm sorry, the personal credit isn't as big of a concern with us. It's more your deposits into your checking account for this program. What would you say your average deposits are into your checking account on a monthly basis?
Well, I think I would be able to answer probably a little better. I can give you, I have three sources of cash: my credit cards, billing customers, and then also just plain cash. Are you wanting credit card numbers or?
Just deposits into your checking account.
You know, of course, you know that would vary. It depends on the month. I mean, I can pull a number. I can give you an average.
Yeah, just because that's what we're going to do. We're going to average it over the 6 months, your most recent 6 months.
25, you know, 25 to 30, you know, depending on the month and, you know, the season. I'm a little busier in February and May than I am, you know, September, June, July, and September. So,
Well, that's fine. That falls right in line. Our goal when we are underwriting your loan and coming up with a payment for you and a loan amount, we are typically looking at about 10 to 20% of what you're bringing in on a monthly basis because we want you to have 80 to 90% of your cash coming in. We want you to be able to retain that and work with that. We want to make sure the payment that you're making to us allows you to have 80 to 90% of your cash flow to work with. So, you're right in line as far as your approval amount, as far as what you're bringing in and what you're looking to borrow. What I'd like to do at this point, there's a 16-digit reservation code on that form you're looking at. I'm going to get to the proper page, and if I can get that from you, I will get your email address. And I will send you the form that I need, and there's a checklist for, you know, for you to kind of reference in regards to the information that I need back from you that I will send you as well. I'll need 6 months of your business checking account statements, your 15 tax return if it's completed, if not your 14. And then I have a form for you to fill out as well.
Okay.
Do you see that 16-digit code?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Can I get that from you, please?
It's 2411-1701-0030-7140.
Broadmoor?
Correct.
Okay, and are you Terry?
Terry, no, I'm not Terry. Terry is not the owner here. She's my office manager.
Okay.
I'm the owner.
And so, what is your name?
Ernest Evans.
Okay.
And is the 318-868-2736 a good number for you?
That's correct.
All righty. And what's the best email for you?
You can send it to my personal email. My first name is Ernest. My last name is Evans. eevans1234@aol.com.
Okay. Do you have that email open as we speak?
Yes.
Okay, you should have that any second here. So that, again, that will also have, and the reason I was asking if you have it open is I want to make sure that you actually receive the email, because my direct phone number will be in that signature.
Okay.
And then you'll have my email, and that way you can reach me if you have any questions. Otherwise, pretty simple process. I know you probably already have all that information handy or have access to it because you probably used some of that information for your previous loan. Form only takes a couple minutes to fill out. But if you have any questions, feel free, you know, to reach out. Otherwise, as soon as I have that email back, I'll get this approval underway. It'll take me a day or two and I can get some numbers your way.
Okay. What was your name?
My name's Kevin. Last name is Bice, and that's B like boy, I-C-E. Did that come through for you?
And as far as the I don't have 2015 actually just yet. I have 2014. In terms of pages, I mean, it's, you know, it's like, I don't know, 15, 20 pages. Do you need the entire thing, or is it a summary page, or?
In regards to your bank statements, your tax return?
Tax return.
Is it already saved in a PDF or no?
No, it's not.
I would just say probably the first 10 pages or so should be fine.
Okay.
There's other information that we get out of them outside of the numbers. The numbers are probably the least important bit of information that we get out of those. You know, we will look at them just to make sure that, you know, you didn't lose $1 million last year. But we also are looking to make sure that we have the proper ownership on the documents and, you know, some other things like that.
Okay.
Usually the K-1 will be within the first 10 pages, so. Did that email come through?
No, I've not received it yet.
Maybe check your junk or your spam.
Yeah, I just did.
It was eevans1234@aol.com?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Okay. and it's still not come through. It was EEVANS1234@AOL.com.
All right, I'm going to try and send it again.
Okay, I think I just got it. Okay. Is that pre-qualification form the same one that I have that came with the offer?
Similar. I think the one that I just sent you, personally, I think it's much easier to use.
Okay. Okay, so that's the fax number that I can fax this to, and there's your email address, okay?
Yeah, and again, you know, I would recommend, if you can, scan it and email it, besides the fact that the faxes are a pain in the ass nowadays, and the email will come directly.
The bank statements I definitely can email because I have those on form like that, but I don't have my tax return that way.
Okay.
So as soon as I do this, I will get this to you, and maybe we can work something out.
Sounds good. I'll keep an eye out.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.